Welcome to Big Foamy Head, the iPetrus Show. And it's I for all our new iPod, iTouch, whatever you got.
Touch what?
Touch listeners. They touch us, and we reach out and touch them. And in case you've been sitting in a cave and didn't know about it, we have a Big Foamy Head app on the iTunes App Store. And I want to say welcome to all of the new, over 1,000 new listeners. So thanks for tuning in. And we'll apologize in advance for disappointing you.
Yeah.
But today's beer, we're drinking Petrus. The line of Petrus beers from Bavik. And I guarantee you there's going to be some opinions and some difference of on this because these are going to get a little twangy down the road here.
This first one's really good.
Yep. It's the first one is Petrus Guden Triple. This is from Bavik. I think that's, and who knows how if we're saying any of this right. Mm-hmm. But Bavik is a brewery in Belgium. And so this is a triple style. It is. It's I'm loving it right off the bat.
It's good. Mm-hmm. I mean it's got everything in that triple style.
Mm-hmm.
I like the dry fizziness of it, mm-hmm. the effervescent, all the flavors are just awesome.
Got all the little bubbles.
What do you think, Rick? How's yours doing out there?
It was a bit of a challenge to pour because it had such a healthy head on it. So it's been kind of pour a little, wait for the foam to dissipate, pour a little, wait for the foam to dissipate. But it's a little cloudy, a golden color.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear. Other than that,
got a good head on it.
Yeah, it's very tasty. It's 7.5% alcohol by volume. It's an 11.2 fluid ounce bottle, and it's imported by Global Beer Network. Those fine folks.
How's the flavors?
I think it's a very good representation of the style. It's a beautiful triple.
Yeah, it's very good. Got the spice notes a little bit.
I think it's just a little on the light side.
Yeah, you're not getting an alcohol burn or anything. And I did read on doing some research on this that someone wrote that Petrus beers have a watery texture to them. So,
needs a little more body maybe.
Well, and they're not really that high alcohol mm-hmm. for the most part. I mean, this is one of the highest of the beers we're going to be drinking tonight, 7.5%. But you can have some triples, you know, like burn the hair off your face when you drink.
Right, and a lot of times the triples are sickeningly sweet, you know, because they have such a high level of Belgian candy sugar added to it, you know.
Yeah.
So
jack everything up.
Yeah.
Right.
So the Bavik, though, and this I thought was kind of odd. So we know it's a triple. It says so on the bottle. Both Beer Advocate and Rate Beer call it a triple. Bavik on the website calls it a blonde. So it's a blonde. If you're in Belgium, it's a blonde. Mike is stroking his glass.
Look how the
the effervescence.
It just keeps coming and coming.
If you tilt your glass, it's like making a reverse waterfall. It's bubbling up the side, and it's this huge head.
It's so effervescent.
And the foam is clinging like crazy, mm-hmm. too. So it's just...
It's a good-looking beer. I like it.
Definitely a big, foamy head.
If I saw this in a liquor store, I'd probably buy it.
Now...
But this is one of those young companies from Europe. Let's see, they established in when? 1894?
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Yeah, so they're fairly new, just kind of learning the business.
Yeah.
So, in Europe, that is pretty new, isn't it?
We're seeing if they'll stick around for a little while.
Yeah.
Make it.
Hope it works out for them.
Just making beer stuff.
Yeah. But so we're all obviously liking this, but Beer Advocate rated this a B. And Rate Beer gave it an 82. So I guess there's some people out here. And Rick, you said it's close to style. And I would agree.
It's got a pretty good tartness to it. Yeah. I don't know if that's intentional or not. Are you getting a tartness, Mike?
Yeah, I get that little bite. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
sure do.
I like it. I mean, I like it a lot. It's not like overwhelming,
no.
but it's definitely there. And that's part of the crispness and refreshing part of the
Now, the Rick, aren't most are most triples bottom fermented like a lager, or are they ales?
No, they're ales.
They're ales. Okay.
Yeah. This does say it has secondary fermentation in the bottle.
It says it's a top fermented blonde beer, re-fermented in the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Brewed with pure spring water and carefully selected hops. Those carefully selected hops, they're the best.
Yeah, you got to select each hop bud. But wait, Mike.
Is it triple hopped?
Versus the haphazardly selected hops.
That's right. That truck will do. That truckload of hops will do. Put them in there.
You know, I just, when they say that triple hopped on TV, I go, and they say for flavor. And I go, where's the flavor?
Yeah.
Huh?
Tastes like hops?
Yeah.
No, then. I'm chowing down on the bounty that we have before us. Mike has once again brought us our sponsors.
Show snacks.
Old Trapper beef jerky and Kippered beef steak. And he learned me a fact I had no idea about jerky. Mm-hmm. And in Kippered beefsteaks, that the good ones are made from sirloin.
Sirloin.
I thought it's just like, you know, leftover cow parts.
Well, there are some companies that do that.
Yeah. Well,
to get the good flavor, you need the good stuff.
This is great. This is good stuff. Old Trapper. And we're not just saying that because they're our sponsor.
Well, no, they're all vouch for them, too. Yeah. I thought it was Kippered herring.
I know every time we take
all
that.
All sorts of things, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. I stepped all over you. What?
You can Kipper.
I know of Kippered herrings. I don't know of Kippered beef, though.
Yeah, it's just a style of preserving the meat. But every time we go cash that Old Trapper check, you know, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
We can cash the Old Trapper check. Oh, yeah. You mean the money? That's right. That's right. Yeah. If only we got a dime for every time we said Old Trapper. Now that's good stuff. Okay.
Well, getting the tattoos kind of hurt.
Yeah, that's right. Shouldn't have got it on your forehead.
Yeah.
That was a bit much. A little excessive. But
like those boxers that have it tattooed across their back while they're out there boxing. Have you ever seen that?
The boxers tattoos on their back?
They advertise on their backs.
You mean like an actual advertisement?
Yeah.
Well, they've been punched once too many times, you know? Hey, this would be a good idea. Let's put something permanent on your back.
Yeah.
Sure. It means nothing other than you're getting paid.
Right.
Golly. I mean, there's not a lot of brain surgeons that are boxing, right? All right, so we've covered our first Petrus beer. Very happy with it. Still, I'm questioning why. Maybe people are down on Petrus, but I'll go ahead and clue you in. These are all rated B on there. And now we've had a lot of the A beers, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm liking this one. I think the B may be just a little. Maybe I guess it's because it's very good and it's effervescent. It's close to style, but it is kind of like a lot of the others.
Yeah,
you know, it's good, very good though. All right, well, we've got more stuff coming up. We're going to take a break. Rick's got to pull something out of the oven, and I got a couple of people here. This one is we talked about it at the Memphis in May show. The Drive-By Truckers, and one of the bands is kind of one of their peers. We got introduced to them by a listener, the Bottle Rockets. Remember that listener?
Oh, yeah,
said
right. Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, I got to looking around, and I went looking for Drive-By Truckers because of what we saw, right? And here, right there next to them was, and you know, their peers, Bottle Rockets. So I pulled them up, and I started listening to them. I was like, man, these guys are really good, and they're real big in the roots rock category. So how about a little Bottle Rockets?
The birds have all gone south now ever since you've gone. Been 2,000 days ever since you've gone, there's still a memory hanging out around the barn.
that was the Bottle Rockets, and we got introduced to them by a listener who totally misplaced their name.
But thank him anyway.
Yeah, thanks anyway. And so if you got anything you think we ought to hear or listen or play or whatever, let us know. Go to the website. Go to our Facebook page.
All 1,000 of our new listeners.
That's right. Or the Twitter feed.
Yeah.
There is a Twitter feed. Go to Twitter. Go to BigFoamyHead.com/BigFoamyHead.
Tell us what you're listening to, right?
Yeah. Yeah, let us, whatever it is, you know, what you're doing. We don't give a rat's ass. What are you eating for lunch? We don't care.
Yeah.
But
you get out of the shower, what you doing? Yeah. So long
as it's beer, blues, and barbecue.
That's right. We do have those three criteria, yeah. but they're rather broad criteria. So.
That's right.
Yeah. So we're enjoying our next beer.
I guess we could say blues or blues-related music, right, which is just about everything.
Pretty much everything is related to blues, so yeah. You're right.
Okay. Yes, we are enjoying our next beer. This is the Petrus Aged Pale. It's an ale aged in oak casks.
Mm. Can't go wrong with oak cask. Now, these are not whiskey barrels, though.
I think it said 20 months in the oak cask. So.
Yeah. They had something. Well, I know the Ode Bruin, which the aged pale is like a, I think it's a blended or a lighter version of the Ode Bruin. And, Just a note here about when we pronounce these things. Remember, we are in Memphis, Tennessee, and it's suburb of Denver, Colorado. So we talk funny, or perhaps we talk right.
We're Southern Denver.
That's right. Yeah, Rick does live in South Denver, but we just mangle the hell out of things. So we want to apologize to the listener who pointed out that one of us hillbillies kept calling the beer espresso instead of espresso. And you just got to remember, we were all raised wrong. So it's just what we do. It's how we roll.
Hey, you say tomato, I say tomato, you know.
You say watermelon.
Yeah.
And my apologies to my fellow Boulderites who know they don't live in South Denver.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's more like the northwest part of Denver, but mm-hmm. That's okay.
Now, see, now he's getting all fancy with compass directions.
I am, aren't I? Yeah. Down to distinctions. But.
He started drinking his beer with his little pinky held out, too.
Now, I took a whiff of this beer, and I started smiling because it's got the, it's like, oh, I know what's coming. It's talking a little bit, and it's got even the aroma of it has a little twang to it. It's clean and sharp, and it's a good looking beer. The bubbles, tell you what, these guys are in the bubble business. It's like champagne.
It is,
and it's really super fine bubbles. A continuous head.
And a continuous stream of bubbles.
Yeah, yeah.
From the time you pour it in the glass till the time you drink the last sip.
That's right. When you finish it, you drain it completely, and you look, there's like eight or ten little bubbles
bouncing
around. It's like an Alka-Seltzer
tablet in the
bottom. That's right. But it's a delicious beer. I'm enjoying this because, you know, the sour beers can go all kinds of directions. This finishes with a little tiny musty note for me. Not a bad one, just a little tiny hint. What are you getting when you
about the same, and it doesn't cling or carry on that long either. It finishes pretty quick. It's not just a pucker upper, so it's good. And you know me, I have a little trouble with some of the sour beers.
I know. I was waiting on you to
but
say
I like,
something.
I like this one. I really
it's,
do.
It's a good
my palate
refreshing
is,
beer.
It's getting more and more toward that sour beer side.
Well, I think this is one that's not like the acid burn that some of the sour beers can get. And that I keep thinking, Rick, of the descriptors for this type of beer, like sweat and horse blanket and all of that.
I get a little sweat.
I don't have sweat.
I get a little sweat.
Yeah, I don't get that.
But I did think my
description
blanket.
Of the beer.
Maybe it's
noted
must.
The huge rocky head.
Maybe it's a musty.
Very fine bubbles. Excuse me, Mike.
Maybe it's a musty. It's more of a the thing I'm picking up is kind of musty.
Is that the horse blanket?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know how you describe that little bit at the end.
Yeah.
You know.
That's what
right.
I'm trying.
So
to
go ahead, Rick. What were you saying?
It's kind of a. It's like a golden color, except it's a little more orange. It's tinting off in the orange shades. The head is pure white, and this one is very clear. The triple we just had was a little bit cloudy. I guess it was bottle conditioned. I don't believe this one's bottle conditioned. Do you remember?
It doesn't say anything about being re-fermented in the bottle, no.
It says on here that it was developed from Petrus Oud Bruin, a paler version of a traditional local style, and this is their flagship beer.
And this one uses finest hops instead of carefully selected.
Okay.
So, you know, that's got to be worth something.
But it's
got
a tart tang to it, you know. It's if you think about drinking a Tang breakfast drink that has that tartness to it, it's definitely got that character to it.
Are you getting oak out of it, though?
Not so much. I'm not tasting any kind of oak wood.
You think the sour is just overpowering the oak? Or?
I think it all kind of blends together. I mean, I think that might be also something that is tempering the sourness of it. But so the specs on this, it was rated a 96 on Right Beer. They like it a lot on Right Beer. Yeah. It was rated a B+ on Beer Advocate. And this, once again, Bavik, although everybody else calls it a sour ale, Bavik calls it an aged pale. Apparently, they just make up their own styles.
And here again on this beer, it's a little watered down. Don't you get that a little bit?
Just a little. It's very light.
Very light all the way
around. Not watered in a bad way, but it's just a very...
it's just not an overpowering anything.
Not a heavy mouth feel. That's good. Very good.
Good clean finish.
Yeah.
I think what you're calling watered down, I would call dry.
Okay.
Because it's definitely a dry beer.
I'll go there with
that. Definitely
I'm not going to say it's thin, because it definitely has a whole bunch of texture and character to it.
That's a good. I'm really enjoying this. It is definitely not a triple. There's not a lot of spice notes. It's when I think of a, quote, sour beer, this is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
This is really good. And you're liking it, too. You're not a fan of the sour beers.
I'm getting there, but I'm not, maybe not there yet, but I do like this one.
Well, very good. Very good. So,
do you remember the Berliner Weiss we had? Light gravity sour beer from Germany.
Yeah. It wasn't that sour, though. It was a twang, but I don't know if you call it like a sour. I remember the Berliner Weiss that we had. It was about 3-4 shows ago.
Yeah, I'd almost consider that a lawnmower beer. This is close to that. It's a little bit heftier than a lawnmower beer. I mean, we're talking 7.3% alcohol by volume, so you wouldn't want to slug too many of these down. But it certainly has that refreshing characteristic.
Let's drink four of these while we're mowing the lawn.
It's a beer to drink while you're watching somebody else mow the yard.
Yeah, and cut our foot off.
But I would think after you've mowed the lawn you're
laying out in the yard, get on the cell phone, honey, come pick me up, take me to the hospital.
Yeah.
You're expecting the beauty of your work as you've edged and raked and done all the good stuff, right?
Amen.
That's it. Enjoying nature's bounty.
But I do really like this one. And one of the things that I do when I drink a beer is say, would I buy this beer again?
Oh, absolutely.
And I would.
Yep. This is definitely a keeper. And, Beer Advocate, guys, B+. You can do better than that. So, Bavik has come to again for us. We were listening earlier. That was The Long Way, that little number that we heard earlier from the Bottle Rockets. And that's a pretty cool band. We listened to a bunch of their stuff. And when we went to Memphis in May, because if you listened to a show before last, we were talking – well, I guess last show too. We were talking about, you know, the near-death experience with everything getting rained out. And so there weren't as many bands there because they literally could not make it to Memphis because of all the damage. But some of the bands that were there played a little longer sets, stepped up. So we got to hear, I guess, a little more roots rock than I had ever heard in one sitting. So we heard the Drive-By Truckers and what was the Horsey Band?
Horsey Band.
What were they called?
I don't know.
Not Palominos or Wild Stallions or something. It was something to do with a horse. I'd never heard of it before. But they played a real super long set and kept playing. And they were real good. So it's like
they filled in for Alison Krauss. It was a five-horse band or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Something similar to that.
Yeah. I don't know.
burning horses. And,
So it wasn't one trick pony, huh?
One trick pony. What is it with horses and bands? Everybody wants to be named after a horse. But, hey, we got a metal band. Let's name it after a horse.
A horse is a horse.
Yeah, that's why we need a metal band named the Pink Ponies.
Yeah. Or call him Wilbur. No, that Wilbur was the guy that owned the horse, Mr. Ed. There you go.
That's right, Mr. Ed. I never saw that. What was the deal with that? It was just a talking horse. It wasn't a reincarnation.
I saw it all the time, but I don't know how
Mr. Ed came to be. How did he just happen to become? He wasn't possessed, or
no? I don't think they ever figured that out.
They put peanut butter in his gums. That's how they made him talk.
Yeah.
He really talked.
Because like my mother, the car was another one of those. I mean, you see those shows, like you used to see them like at Nick at Night and all this stuff. So like my mother, the car, that was a possessed car.
That was Knight Rider.
That too. Okay, but no, the old black and white junk. So Mr. Ed, though, they did all kinds of evil stuff to animals.
And Mr. Ed was a great show.
Lassie was a good show.
Guys, it was the Band of Horses.
Band of Horses. Okay.
Thanks for the internet.
Yeah, okay.
The interwebs.
So the horsey band, and a horsey bear here. So that's how, anyway, long story short, the roots rock scene. So I kind of got interested in that and started looking. And you know what a lot of these guys sound like? They kind of got a Tom Petty feel. Okay. And a lot of these bands. And so I pulled down a bunch of drive-by truckers, and we'll be playing them later. But it's pretty good genre of music. You know, if you're tired of hearing about bitches and hoes and my rims and, up in the club and sipping on some bub, which, by the way, Petrus makes a great bub.
They do.
It's something different. You don't hear this on the – I don't think these guys have ever had a radio.
So it's a little different than gin and juice?
It's just a little bit different. Now, not that there's anything wrong with gin and juice, but, I'm down with the Snoop D-O-double-G.
As Richard Cheese says.
That's right. So, it's good stuff, man. I'm loving this, Petrus. I'm looking forward to the next one. So far, I think this is my favorite. I just keep smiling about it.
I like it. It's good. What's not to like about it?
Oh.
It's a feel-good beer.
Now, I got a little bit of history on Ode Bruin and Flanders-style beers that we'll talk about in the next segment. So, you know what? This is what we were talking about after mowing the yard and all the things that finally, after this deluge of rain and everything the other day, I finally got to say those four magic words. The pool is open.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. It was great. So we've gotten in it a couple of times, and we got Memorial Day weekend coming up.
Yeah.
And, man, it's just going to be no turning back. I think Meat Fest was the official kickoff of summer.
Amen. You know?
Well, that's when we started to pump the pool cover. To get all the crud off.
That's right. And so we ended up getting it off. And,
is that the same thing you did to that tree?
It is. It's a little bit different. But
getting a crud off of the tree or off of him? Yeah, if you didn't see the picture of Rick loving him a tree, go to the website. It's worth the trip.
Twice the mission.
We have got to make a poster of that. We should make posters, and that'll be like part of the contest.
We could sell them. Make money.
Like t-shirts. Rick riding the tree.
I just love the mud boots. But, that's a necessary thing at Memphis and May. It's a mud pit down there.
That's right. He's got his mud boots humping a tree. That's with a big old grin on his face.
I thought it was kind of funny because the guy walking behind him was in shorts and tennis shoes, and there he is in boots and jeans, and he's all covered up.
Yeah, that's funny. That's good stuff. Well, Alan couldn't make it. He had to be good and work today. He was probably the one saying espresso.
Yeah, he's the espresso dude.
I think so.
We'll have to listen. That could have been me, too.
Really?
It could have been.
Yeah, you can take the hillbilly out of Memphis, but...
but he's still hillbilly in Denver.
That's right. So, all right. Well, we've got coming up the ever popular beer haiku and our hat trick of the Petrus beers, the Ode Bruin. I'm wondering if I'm even close to saying this right. O-U-D-B-R-U-I-N. It could be Ode Bruin. Who the hell knows? Not us. My phlegm is a little rusty.
Close enough for government work.
So, all right. Well, so we got another song coming up here, and this is a classic blues song, Blues Deluxe. If you've never heard it and you went and searched for it, you find about a billion people have sang this, and it's a great song. You can't be screwing around. So this is somebody that when you think of blues artists, this guy never, ever comes to mind, but he does a pretty good job on this, and we'll tell you about it when we come back.
Got it bad. I don't know too much about love, people, but I sure think I've got it bad. Some people say love is just a gamble, but whatever it is, it's about to drive for me mad. Yes, it is. I sit here in my lonely room, tears flowing all down my eyes. Come on, baby. As I stand there in my lonely room, you know the tears flowing all down my goddamn eyes. Oh, yeah. Wonder how you could treat me so low down and dirty. You know what? Your heart must be made out of iron, and it ain't no lie. Come on, we'll be right back. Take this. You know, sometimes I get so worried with people. You know, and only you know, I could sit down and cry. Too much about love, people. But I oh, you think I've got it bad.
We're back. So you recognized who that was singing? You did. You said
it. Yeah, it was Rod Stewart.
That's right, before he turned suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when was that recorded?
Oh, man, that's the Jeff Beck Group, first album.
So was that, I thought there's anything wrong with that.
Was that like was 70? Sucking?
Actually, with Rod Stewart turned suck, right?
No, it is wrong.
He did a lot of that in men's bathrooms, I think.
Well, so. I wasn't referring to that. I'm talking about, we are tolerant of all races, creeds, colors, and accept everyone except the Dutch. But we changed that since we now have some Dutch listeners downloading our stuff.
I'm kind of down against the Guatemalans, man.
I'm going to have to look. See, what country can we start hating on? Because we're
zero
running
listeners.
Out of them.
Zero listeners.
That's right.
But didn't Stewart go to the hospital one time and have his stomach pumped, and they said it was full of
semen? Yeah, but I don't know how much that's urban legend. I don't know. I mean, he got married. He had the, what's the girl?
She was a model.
She's cute. Yeah, Rachel Hunter.
That's it.
What's her name? Alana Stewart, or she's like an actress now. But anyway, we're saying Rod Stewart, but it wasn't Rod Stewart. Rod Stewart was a singer in the Jeff Beck Group. So that was the Jeff Beck Group, and that was another.
Who was that?
Memphis and May Music Fest. So that was why I picked that, and I found that classic blues song, and, they had a couple of them. You know, they had a couple of Elvis songs on there as well. Yeah, really? Yeah. They had Jailhouse Rock. Rod Stewart singing Jailhouse Rock.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. And you can hear it's like he doesn't have quite that pretentious shit he got later on.
Yeah.
You know, in life when he started getting a little more popular. But
well, I think during that era he was big into drugs and he let it all hang out.
He was a lot cooler then.
He was cooler, man. I mean,
if you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come on.
You know, that was just nothing but commercial stuff back then.
Oh, yeah.
Just big pop commercial.
He said, what's this disco thing and how do I make some money?
How do I make some money?
That's right.
When he was young and hungry, he was singing.
Right. And now he's doing standards.
Yeah.
He's singing like, they're not show tunes, but they're like ballads and stuff. I'm like,
right.
Geez, what? I mean, the guy's still
you
got
sell
a
your
voice,
soul to the devil, man.
Got to make a dollar.
You got
to
make a dollar.
And I guess Jeff Beck won't have him back on tour. I don't know.
Nah.
Maybe he's too big. He's still too big in
man,
riches.
Beck still, he plays Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yeah.
I mean, and he
go
does,
to YouTube.
The
it's
thing
there.
About it is he does it with so much feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just churning out money music to make money. It's you can see the feel, and everything that's in that song is just fan-freaking-tastic.
No, he does a great job.
He's awesome.
And that's why I picked that, because y'all were ragging on me last time, because apparently I wasn't slobbering over Jeff Beck enough.
You had not worshipped at the altar of Jeff Beck.
I know. So I'm making a humble offering to y'all to redeem myself. You know,
burnt offerings, right? The flesh.
That's we love right. Jeff Beck. We That's love right. you.
That's right. Jeff, you're welcome to be on the show anytime. But call
Bring
first.
Your guitar.
Yeah, bring your guitar.
Your guitar.
Okay, so we're drinking. What are we drinking, Rick? How you say this?
Oh, we're drinking the Ode Bruin. It's an ale aged in oak casks, again, from Petrus. And I don't know. I was disappointed.
It's...
Quite frankly.
It's... let me tell you about this. And I sent you the style notes.
Right.
This is also rated B on Beer Advocate. 86 on Rate Beer. But... On Rate Beer, they also have a style, how true to style. It had a 36. It was very low.
It's very low.
And one of the things that I saw, and this might be a little telling, because Rate Beer or Beer Advocate, one called it a Flanders Ale, another called it a Sour Ale. The Bavik website calls it a brown beer.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a nut brown.
Kind of like a nut brown. And the comments in there... We're claiming that this Ode Bruin was a sour ale blended with a brown beer. And maybe too much of one.
Okay. Maybe too much blending.
This is not, to me, as tart.
No.
Nowhere near.
I'm not getting much sour at all.
No, I mean, the pale ale is so much better.
It was.
Anyway, reading some bottle with emphasis, it says, Petrus Old Brown is a top fermented dark ale brewed with the finest hops and malt varieties matured in oak barrels during 20 months, served cool between 8 degrees and 12 degrees centigrade.
Yeah, and this is all, you can tell that the site itself, by the way, there's no English. You have to run a translator on there. So mine had, it said over 24-month beer matures in oak barrels, thus obtained Petrus Original in Flanders Old Brown, that Vinus, with a slightly sour taste and noble character. The low alcohol content makes this beer the perfect thirst quencher, and it is 5.5. This is low alcohol. I think this is like what they're calling an Ode Bruin is their version of a brown beer.
Just an old nut brown ale.
Just a nut, Belgian
maybe
nut brown
a
ale.
Sour, maybe with a little sour kick.
A little bit
I
of one.
I can tell you their barrels are pretty old. They haven't been used recently. Yeah, this is probably the 97th batch going through the same barrels because we're not picking up any real character.
No, not really. This says, I found this on one of the websites about what was, and I was thinking there was a difference between Flanders style and Ode Bruin, but this has another manifestation of Belgian sour beer, Flemish brown ale or Ode Bruin. So it's a brown ale. Can boast the same boldly lactic character of the lambic family, but generally without the horsey character. Another variety
horsey.
Of sour. Yeah, horsey.
Love it.
Another variety of sour ale is referred to as Flanders Red Ale.
Oh, Wilbur.
Though there are different viewpoints on this, there's much reliable information to suggest it's the same thing. And when they say reliable information, they were talking to a Belgian bartender. And the guy says, it's the same thing. Okay, so a reliable source says.
Well, you remember the other two beers. They were just foaming and effervescent. This one is not near what those two other were.
This is saying that just like lambics, these are blended. It says blending is a very significant practice in Ode Bruin production. Aging Ode Bruin makes it overwhelmingly tart. The malty sweetness some have is generally because younger beer has been blended with a lesser amount of aged sour beer. Ictigems, which I assume is a sour beer, or an Ode Bruin, for example, is a blend of 70% young beer to 30%. And so what they're saying is that this is a cut sour beer. Mm-hmm. All right. So I was under the impression from reading the...
So are you saying this is a blend?
This is a blend, and I was under the impression that the Ode Bruin was, before I read this, that it was going to really, like, knock us in the face with sour, but it didn't. The aged pale, that's mm-hmm. the one. So, for me, that's definitely the best one. This is okay. It's a brown ale.
Right? With a little sour.
Yeah, a little bit. Oh.
I have to tell you guys, I've invested 10 gallons of wort into a Oud Bruin batch, barrel batch that we have going as a club project, and kind of anxious for that one to come out because it's from Vinny's LaRusso from Russian River Brewing Company. We bought the barrels from him, and they were old Temptation barrels, so can't wait to get my 10 gallons back from that one.
Now, the Oud Bruin that y'all are doing, is it a blend, or is it just like what you're calling a style?
It's a style. But, you know, we were given a recipe to brew, and we all brewed 10 gallons, and the barrels are obviously 55 gallons. I don't know what they're using to top them up, but threw a bunch of inoculated chips into it, and kind of looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
Did y'all all get together on the same day and brew and then fill them up? Or
within a week. Within a week. And we have another one going. I believe that's a Flanders. So there, we have two Temptation barrels going right now, 20 gallons of my share is 20 gallons. And then I've also bought into another we're doing an old stock, which is going into the whiskey, Stranahan's whiskey barrel. We just did that this weekend. So,
but now aren't all of those? Now you said two things. You said you're doing an Oud Bruin, but you're also doing a Flanders. And according to this, right, they're the same thing.
They're similar.
Okay. And that's where I had thought that there was a difference.
Like I said, we're aging those both in different barrels, but we use different recipes when we brewed. And one we just inoculated, you know, it's going to have a lot of lacto and Brettanomyces and all sorts of different critters in it. Yeah. And the other one's pretty much the straight Temptation barrel.
Now, the old stock, that's one that is going to be aged for a while?
That's going into the Stranahan's whiskey, and I'm not quite sure. You see, I don't control the barrels, so I don't know how long they're going to be aging, but 6 months, I would say, at minimum.
Okay. Not 24 like this Oud Bruin, huh?
Oh, well, I'll tell you, our sours have been going for almost a year now.
Really? Okay.
Wow.
Well, good. Well, when's the unveiling? Coming up?
I'll let you know.
Maybe
I'm looking forward to it. I'll send you some.
You gotta come up with something for July 4th.
Okay. I'll nudge them and say, hey, can we tap the barrel for that?
Well,
these barrel projects are fun. I recommend it for our home brewing brethren out there.
See, he's like a wife. He forgets or more like a husband. He forgets the important anniversaries.
That's right.
I sent him a little subtle hint just then. You need to get something nice for July 4th. Yeah.
I know what July 4th is. Okay, you're right. I forgot. But now I do know.
I'm crying a little. There's a little tear.
That would be a Big Foamy Head anniversary.
That's right. Our fifth.
Now, don't go and get all verklempt.
Our fifth anniversary. That's a milestone there, man. So, okay. Well, we have gone to the ends of the Petrus line, and we have experienced the classes of beer and the culture that is Belgian breweries and Belgian beers, and maybe you think we can experience a little local class and culture?
Indeed. Let's cue up the Big Foamy Head Interpretive Dance Theater, and we'll do a little bit of a beer haiku from beerhaikudaily.com. This haiku is called Louder. I like this one. With every new beer, the volume of his voice got a little louder. Beer haiku.
Class and
very
culture.
Good. Very
That's
classy.
Great. That's great.
Prost.
That's so true. Yeah, at the music fest, and I'm like having a flashbacks right when he's reading this, and I can't remember if it was like Friday or Saturday, but I went deaf from Alan screaming in my ear. It's like, shut up. I'm like, I'm next to you. I know the band's playing, but it's like, I mean, I was like flinching. He was so loud.
He was under the influence of Alpha Fall.
He was.
That's so funny. Oh, man. That was good.
That was a good haiku.
That was a good haiku. And Captain Hops has got a Twitter feed and everything. But you know what? He doesn't have a beer haiku app.
He doesn't.
Nah.
Now you got to fix that.
I think I need to fix him up with one, courtesy of Big Foamy Head. Yeah. Because I know that all of the new iPod, iTouch, iWeasel, iTunes, that's our new name for them, the iWeasels, all of the folks, and thank you for downloading it. We're going to expose you to all this culture. And it is, of course, getting barbecue time. If you listen to the Meat Fest show, you know we like to cook. And, Rick, I've had multiple people tell me about the fatties.
That was a hit.
It was great. And they were even better the next day for breakfast. And so we got to get a recipe somehow put out there on how to make your own fatties, because that was really good. And man, we need to make some more of those.
Well, James Brown had a fatty and he said
yeah, that's right. James been a little quiet tonight.
He's been quiet.
He's sitting over there quiet, pondering, silently drinking a beer.
Batteries are low.
Yeah, I think so. Well, you know, he is of course a zombie reincarnated from the dead, so
but he looks so pretty.
He does. He's a good-looking zombie. There ain't a thing wrong with him. Look at him.
Say, hey, Rick.
His hair's perfect.
We had a Memphis in May when James Brown came out, and I invite our listeners to go back and find that show, because it was an experience waiting 45 minutes for the man to come out on stage. And he comes out there and goes, I look so pretty.
Yeah.
Amen, James.
Yeah, he was definitely a showman. But all right, very good. Okay, so we need to, I guess, pick a beer here.
Pick a beer.
What's of the three we've had, and I bet it's going to be unanimous.
Unanimous. I mean, it's not even I like the second sour.
The aged pale. Yeah.
Age pale,
hands down. So yeah. That is one that they call it their flagship beer, and with good reason. But that golden triple,
it was good too.
It was good too.
I'd buy them both.
But that aged pale, man, love it. I would like to get another one.
And you know, depending on where I was, if this was available, the Ode Bruin.
Okay, Ode Bruin, Fat Tire, Sierra Nevada, and Budweiser. Which one are you going to get?
I think I do Ode Bruin.
Okay. All right. What about for your
third? Way over the Fat Tire. Sierra Nevada, depending on if I was really wanting a hoppy beer, I'd go Sierra Nevada.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right. How about Newcastle?
Definitely. I'd rather have that in Newcastle.
All right.
Now, I like that little hint of sour. I like that.
Yeah. It's a nice beer. Yeah. It went down fine, but I just had much higher expectations. And
I think that's what's hurting you.
I'm not going to say I was disappointed.
It's kind of like you hear this about a great movie, and you hear it's great. It's great. And you go to it, and you're damn, well, shit.
Yeah.
If it was Sierra Nevada, Bigfoot, that would win.
Oh, amen.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of great movies, Rick, I know you go to see the movies a lot. You seen Iron Man 2?
I have. I loved it.
Man, that was a good movie. That was a good movie. You know the one I'm looking forward to coming out here, and I don't know when. Soon? The A-Team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that's got...
It looks a little cheesy.
It's got Memphis own, Quentin Rampage Jackson.
But it looks a little cheesy.
I know.
It does look cheesy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Why couldn't they stick to the sincerity and drama of the original A-Team? They're making a mockery out of the A-Team.
That was good drama back then, though.
The final...
I did, too.
Final Forever, I was disappointed.
You're kidding. Yeah. I loved it. I thought it was hilarious. You didn't
Puss
like it?
Puss in Boots was great.
He was hilarious.
The rest of the show was kind of there.
Yeah, Mike Myers was a little weak, but I like... Yeah, Puss in Boots was great. I liked the Piper. He was hilarious.
Yeah, he was kind of funny.
He was hilarious. He didn't have any lines. But
what's your favorite line? Yeah, I was going to ask.
He didn't have any lines.
Yeah. No, but it's like he was playing his little pipe and making them dance. It was just funny. We took the kid to
He was playing the pipe or smoking the pipe.
But it was like, I really enjoyed it. It was very, from a three, not a, we didn't see the 3D one. We saw the 2D one. But yes, from just the visual, the imagery and colors and stuff, it was a very scenic movie, too. I enjoyed it. So you didn't care for it, huh?
Mm, just Puss in Boots. That was the only thing that, I mean, Donkey, of course, gave me some laughs, but Puss in Boots had me rolling on the
floor. He was hilarious. He was a big old fat cat. That's so funny. Okay, so did you see the final?
Woody's like sliding down a scratching
post. Oh, yeah, that's so funny. That's couldn't get hilarious. Up. We watched on the TiVo, and I saved these, right? These are like desserts. And so I had the Ode Bruin of television last night. I was all worked up for the last 2 hours of 24.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, shit. What a weak ending. No, I mean, it was okay, but it was just weak. It's like, come on, man, you know, kill the president or something. I mean, blow up something.
Said the same thing about Lost.
Hey, I've never seen. Alerts. I don't want to hear it.
I've never seen Lost. Yeah. I've never seen one single episode.
I don't watch
episode.
24. I don't watch Lost.
Oh, well, 24 was great. It kind of went a little. They were not quite jumping the shark, although somebody said they were. But it was, you could tell they were running out of ideas. I mean, you only got so many terrorists in the world. They pretty much ran through them all and were starting over again. But, it was a week. It was a weak ending. And, it wasn't as bad as The Sopranos blackout.
Yeah.
But it was kind of
I mean,
like...
How many times can you poison the water supply, right?
Yeah, it kind of went out with a whimper. Yeah. I was kind of a little disappointed. So, and I heard Parks and Recreation is going away.
You know, I watched it a couple times early. And
that's
I
not
never
a big loss.
I never got hooked
See,
on it.
See, I hated it at first. I said, well, oh, God, they're trying so hard. And then it grew on me.
Yeah.
And then it was like we got to watching it. But that's like The Office. I love The Office at first. Now it's like I cringe waiting on what stupid shit's he going to say to embarrass himself and people around it. It's like you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's another one that I'm afraid it's run
as well. Have you ever seen the original?
The BBC one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it.
Gervasi or?
Ricky Gervais. And I forget the other guy, but it's the guy who plays the Dwight Schrute.
Right,
I forgot his name on the.
I watched some of those on Hulu or whatever it was.
Yeah,
and those are pretty funny.
They are funny. It's a little hard sometimes to understand the accent. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty thick, but yeah, and they basically duplicated a lot of them.
Yeah,
on the original Office. Yeah.
Pretty funny stuff.
It is. I don't know how in the hell we got onto that from Ode Bruin, but there you go. So we are going to close out with a special musical selection because Rick went to a concert, so we have to play this, right?
We had Eagles tickets, The Long Road Out of Eden. You know, I haven't been a huge Eagles fan. My sisters were the big fans. It was back in the day of the LP, and they would throw the vinyl on there and just play it on repeat. For 12 hours, and I was ready to claw my eyes out. So, well,
how much were tickets, if you don't mind me?
Let's just say I was almost anti-Eagles at one point in time.
Yeah.
But going to see their show, they just laid on the hits, and it was hit after hit after hit after hit. And it had all the original, or actually they weren't original members, but, you know, the main characters were there, Don Henley, Joe Walsh, Glenn Frey, and Timothy B. Schmidt. There's a little bit of a Boulders connection. Apparently several of them lived here and, you know, were inspired by musicians from this area. So that was cool. They did some shout-outs, and they opened the concert with this harmony. It was a beautiful rendition.
So, okay. All right, so we'll close it out. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Drive safe.
Come back and see us.
There are stars in the southern sky. Southward as you go. Trees down the seven bridges roll.
Now I have loved you like a baby, like some lonesome child, and I have loved you in a tame way, and I loved you wild. Sometimes there's a part of me has to turn from here and go, running like a child. Down the seven bridges road, there are stars in the southern sky, and if ever you decide you should go, a taste of time, sweet and honey, down the sand.